Just going to kettle on. Ah, I'm back from Scotland. I had a very nice time last night at the wedding reception. I was... Fuck. There was an audio boo on my phone. I recorded at about 1:30 this morning, which I've written over for reasons of embarrassment and audibility. Audible. It's inaudible, partially. Partially inaudible, drunk, babble. Actually, no, it's not all babble. I started off by thanking the developers of the Audioboo iPhone application for, simplifying it, making it easy to use when you've had however many units I had. I probably only had about 10 units. I don't know. You don't count in units in Scotland, I don't think. That wasn't racist, I just didn't see any unit markings. But yeah, back from Scotland. In fact, I'll tell you a little story, which was that, there was a really cute waiter, and I was gonna tip him. Is that really a tip? Just give him 10 quid, and just say, "You're cute. Have a tenner. Right, good night. I'm fine. I can handle these steps here. I'm fine." And then you fall over. There were some steps. It was like 50-60 metres of steps down quite a big hill from the hotel down to the high street level in Dornoch. And about 1 o'clock, me, my parents, my sister and the sister's partner, we were walking down. And I was saying things like, Guys, there are nettles on the left. They're about 10 meters away from the path, but they're still there. Stay away from the nettles. There is a handrail. I suggest everyone uses the handrail. Hold on to the handrail, not the nettles, which are over there. They might leave us alone. I don't know. Can nettles walk? Can the handrail walk? I don't know. Can I walk? Barely. just stay away from the nettles. They're over there. But they are still there. They're over there, but they are there. So be aware. Aware. Handrail and mind the steps, Mum. You know, stuff like that. I went to go and I didn't have any cash on me, so I went to withdraw some cash from the Bank of Scotland, the only ATM I had seen in Dornoch. Well, I didn't really walk around Dornoch, really. But, went to the bank, everything worked, put my card in, pin, blah, 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 check balance. Okay, right, okay, withdraw. I would like another service. Yes, withdraw. I'll have, 2 tens. And I took my card, put it back in my wallet, and I was just looking at Monopoly money, is the only way to describe it. And I'd had a few flutes of champagne, and I took it, and I was like, what the fuck is this? This isn't... Oh, yeah. Yeah, they have their own money up here. Freaky. The pitcher goes all the way to the edge. How cool. £10, Bank of Scotland. But anywho, yeah. So I have Monopoly money. I also flew for the first time on Saturday and a couple of hours ago. 4 hours ago, in fact. Which is trippy. It's quite nice when you taxi out to the runway, which is nice, and you're thinking, oh, we're going at a reasonable speed. And then you get to the runway, and the jet engines start. And nobody warns you the jet engines are starting, but they start. I think you have to put your foot down, because there is several hundred tons of vehicle to lift off the ground. But those engines are a bit too much, I think.